We hope you had a great week and have had a chance to use our step-by-step thinking technique from last week. This week, we want to extend it a step further and think a bit more about the why behind using this technique. When there are challenges with executive functioning skills, the brain typically skips over this whole step-by-step thinking process. Think of a messy file cabinet. The files are all in there, but they are in no particular order. Messy file cabinets can slow us down when we are trying to find something. It may also cause us to not find what we need at all and create stress on the brain. The ADHD brain doesn't want to slow down in order to think in steps, especially when it comes to day-to-day tasks. There is usually nothing stimulating to the brain when it comes to boring, repetitive tasks. So as parents, what can you do to help your child strengthen this thinking process? Think about something your child loves to do and easily hyper-focuses on it. It can be anything. The next step is to ask your child what it is about this activity that makes them enjoy it so much. Then ask them to pretend they are teaching you how to do the activity step by step. If you think they are leaving something out, ask them to go back and tell you what happens right before what they just said. This doesn't have to be discussed as formally as we are describing it here, but this type of conversation sets up the foundation for applying step-by-step thinking to all areas of life. When your child is hyper-focused, they are already thinking this way. They just don't know it. As always, repetition is ADHD's best friend. So the more your child recognizes when they naturally think in a step-by-step process, the easier it becomes to generalize this new way of thinking.